We welcome you to St. Andrew's on this Trinity Sunday. Today we celebrate God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God in all his fullness. We are now in ordinary time, and we will stay in ordinary time right through until the first Sunday of Advent. Our preacher later is Phil McInnes, a long-standing friend, pastor, and teacher, so we welcome him today. Barbara is with me. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, the first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen. Lord have mercy.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Mighty God, forgives all who truly repent. Have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness. And keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
So we come to pray the collect for Trinity Sunday. Holy God, faithful and unchanging, enlarge our minds with the knowledge of your truth and draw us more deeply into the mystery of your love, that we may truly worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings for today.
The reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Final greetings. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Come to the gospel. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory be to you, O Lord. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So we welcome Phil today to give our sermon.
Good morning. Today is Trinity Sunday, and we are celebrating the persons and work of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this morning we are looking at what is sometimes called the grace. Paul concludes his most personal letter to Christians in Corinth with these words, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." And the order Son, Father, and Holy Spirit shows how these Christians experience the Trinity in their lives, and it's the same for us too. And I want to consider these words as the Trinity experienced, enjoyed, and expressed. The Trinity experienced in the way we become Christians. Earlier in the same letter, Paul wrote, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." And that grace is seen in Jesus becoming poor for us. And by that poverty, his coming, life, crucifixion and resurrection, we see how much God the Father loves us. So John wrote, "God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him." And it is the Holy Spirit who works in our lives, opening the eyes of our hearts to see the grace of the Lord Jesus in why he came for us, and who shows us how much we are loved, pouring the love of God into our hearts, showing us our need of God, and creating in us a desire for him and bringing us into fellowship with Jesus and the Father. So the Trinity is experienced in the way we become Christians. The Trinity is experienced in the way we grow as Christians too. Peter wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And so John says, we know and rely on the love God has for us. But how do we grow in grace of the Lord and increase in the knowledge of God's love? The Holy Spirit uses a number of ways, but this morning I just want to mention one, God's Word, the Holy Scriptures. As bees in our gardens are now moving from flower to flower, drawing nectar, so as you read the Bible moving from Scripture to Scripture, allow the Holy Spirit to feed your souls as he shows you the glory of Christ and the goodness of God, helping you to grow. The Trinity experience, the Trinity enjoyed. Friedrich Nietzsche was a German philosopher in the 18th century, was once asked by a friend, "What makes you so negative against Christianity?" And he said, "I never saw the members of my father's church enjoying themselves." An old Christian confession says that our purpose is to enjoy God, is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. So look for ways to enjoy the grace of the Lord, who is Saviour and Friend, the love of God, who is Father, and the fellowship of the Spirit, who is Comforter and Guide. So the Trinity experienced, the Trinity enjoyed, and the Trinity expressed. Pray this prayer for others you know in your family, that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit might be with them. Pray this for your church. Pray this for your neighbours, for people you work with or meet, Then do what you can to express this to others. Ring them, send an email, go for a walk, befriend, prepare a meal. Do what you can to express the grace and the love and the fellowship of God for them through you. Let me now finish. God has promised that this prayer will be known in a greater measure when we arrive in his presence. We'll know more of the exceeding riches of his grace in Christ. We'll experience more of God's love that is beyond our understanding, and we'll enjoy a deeper fellowship with God and with one another, though now we might be going through hard times. John Newton, who wrote, as you know, Amazing Grace, tells a lovely story about a man in a coach going to an inheritance. Let me update it. Here's a man driving in his car to his uncle's estate, who's died and left him a huge inheritance. As he goes through the country lanes, it's pouring down with rain, but he's on a way to the inheritance, and the car breaks down. He's now got to walk the last few miles in the rain. Is he complaining? No, he's on the way to an inheritance. As believers, we are travelling in life, and even with setbacks now, we're going on to a greater experience of the grace of God, the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit. Our inheritance awaits us, so walk on. Let's say the grace where you are. Let's say it together where we are now. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. And this week, as you go out to love and serve the Lord, can I say to you, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
We come to the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now, a very difficult week in the news, and so we come to pray for our world and for our Church.
Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy God, holy and strong one, holy and mighty one, holy and immortal one, holy three, holy one, be with us now and evermore. Amen. Holy Father, you have created all things and made us in your own image. We rejoice in the beauty of your creation. We come before you in wonder and awe. We seek to be sensitive to your mysteries. We pray for places where your earth is exploited or marred, where your creatures are abused or misused. We pray for all who lack freedom or are oppressed. We believe that Black Lives Matter and share with our brothers and sisters as they seek equality and justice. We pray for peace on the streets
of the USA, and peace in the hearts of all. We ask for wisdom for those in power, that they act with fairness, compassion, and seek to find the right way forward, that the words they speak will bring hope and a just future for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Christ in glory, risen and ascended, you have redeemed us by your love. You give us life, which is eternal. We pray to you for all who walk in darkness, all who cry out in pain, all who feel beyond hope. We remember all who are rejected and are outcasts in our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Spirit of God, breathing life into all, we give you thanks for our talents and abilities, for the powers of renewal and refreshment. We pray that we and all your church may reach out in love. We pray for bishops, priests, and deacons. In particular, we pray for Anna as she moves on to a new parish for a flourishing and a blessing of her ministry. We pray for the ministry of all your faithful people and for the outreach and mission of your church. We pray for our own communities that they may know the breath of the Spirit in their lives, loving, challenging, and changing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who are sick in our community, whether in mind, body, or spirit, and name them now. We remember Rodney Tepin, who died recently, and we remember with thanksgiving the anniversaries of John Broach and Olive Butler. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, one in three, three in one, bind us together in unity, bind us together in love, bind us together with loved ones departed, bind us together with your saints in glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Post-communion prayer for Trinity Sunday. Almighty and eternal God, you revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all our ways, and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory, who are three persons, yet one God, now and forever. Amen. And so together we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
So once again, thank you for being with us at this service this morning. And we pray as we go into this week, once again, that this season of virus will pass and we will come out the other side to a new day, to new opportunities and a new future. And so we come to the blessing. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.